Hey guys, this is Xavier Kelly with the Rental Boys Podcast. I'm sitting right here with my partner, Eddie. And today's on podcast, we got a really special one for you today. We're going to talk about inventory and purchase inventory, and we're going to talk about on the chair side. We're going to go through a lot of the different chairs that we have, kind of how much money we made over the last year, the demand we had, which ones we thought were better, how to maintain them, and kind of just give a little general stuff on that part. So you guys understand and what chairs you should go out and buy when you start. But that'd be after our sponsors. Thank you guys for tuning in today. As you guys heard from the intro, we're going to be talking about inventory and what inventory you should get, what inventory we like, and just going over some of the stuff, you know, inventories that we use from the chair standpoint this week. So obviously Eddie's on the podcast. He's ready to kill it this time.
Yep. Wide awake, ready to go.
All right, ready to go. So let's start off. So start off with somebody else. So Eddie, what were some of your favorite chairs that we purchased last year?
Favorite chairs for last year, I would say would be just the basic white chairs, probably my favorite because it's the easiest to clean. But what about you? What do you think?
My most favorite chair that we purchased last year was actually throne chairs. I think it was more of your idea to go out and get them. I didn't think they would do anything, would be worth it. Now we have six of them.
Yeah,
that go out on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen between the throne chairs and then our gold shivari chairs have been some of the most fastest growing chairs that we've done. We've been had them for probably like 4 months or so last year, and they've done pretty well from what I think.
Yeah, they have. But when it comes to cleaning those things and repairing them, it's a little bit more than just the other. So that's the only reason why I didn't choose them. But yeah, as far as income wise, yeah, they generate a lot more money versus the basic stuff. And I think it's the short amount of time too, because how long have we had them for?
For the white chairs?
Well, the throne chairs, like the shivaris are pretty new to our inventory.
Yeah, I think shivaris been like 3 months.
Yeah.
The throne chairs, I think we have for at least four months. And or 5 months. I think we kind of got it during the when coronavirus is kind of going hitting strong over the summer. Even through the coronavirus, the chairs still went out quite a bit.
Yeah.
As I'm going to run through kind of like our top, you know, five or six chairs that we did that we've had. I think we actually have that we keep in stock is like 9 or 10. But like our number one gross selling chair was the White Garden chairs. We had basically 10,000 of those were rented out last year throughout the whole year. They were rented out about 10,000 times. But the amount we made from those was about like $28,000 from there last year, just on those shares. And we only have like 300 or something of those.
Yeah, they've been disappearing.
Yeah. Oh, not in the garden chairs.
Oh, the garden chairs?
The white chairs have.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which comes to our next one. The most chairs that we've actually rented out, number of chairs, was was the white garden, well, white foldable chairs. Those were at basically... was that 12,600?
Yeah, 12,600
times right there. And I think that has the biggest demand that we've had too. Mm-hmm. We've had basically about 43,000 people, 43,000 those requested last year through quotes. We've been tracking, I'm going to say for the whole year, because we didn't start using the software that we built until April or something.
Yeah, we started off for like QuickBooks and stuff.
Yeah, so we can't really track those people as much. But we did... we have been tracking since then. I think that had the most actual items rented and the most demand. It didn't have the most amount of money made because that was basically like $20,000 that we made from those on there. The next one after that was the black chairs, which we don't have that many of those at all. And we've rented that out about 8,500 times.
Yeah.
And, you know, that had a lot of demand too, about 30,000, which is actually surprisingly, you would think the black chairs would have been rented out more because they cost less on our site.
Yeah, but another thing that we like cater a lot to is like weddings and stuff like that. So If they don't want to go the more expensive option, they always grab the white foldable chairs. It's a good option. Black stuff, like the black chairs, I think like they go out like for like funerals and stuff. Like, or sometimes even remember that October order?
Yeah.
We kind of ran out of chairs, but yeah, so they'll order black chairs specifically like for themes and stuff like that. So
usually people who order the black chairs are doing stuff with themes type of thing, or they're trying to get the cheapest chair on there.
Yeah.
We have very few cases, but we've had some where people specifically wanted the chairs. Okay. We've noticed like even like through the chairs, like if you have like the black, you have the white chairs, and you say you sell out the black chairs, but you still have some of your white chairs left, you can actually use, if you talk to your customers, you can switch out the white for the black.
Yeah.
You can't switch the black out for the white ever, but you can switch the white out for the black.
For sure.
Going back the other way. We've seen that. And that's kind of like the top three. And then after that, we have our basically two newcomers, I recall, are the Go Shivari chairs. 1,022 were rented out. We've had about 5,000 people request, 5,000 items requested over the time period. We made about $6,000 from those. We've literally just got to like 70 of those, 71, I think. We don't have a lot of them, but they generate some good income. And then the white and gold throne chairs have been rented out 53 times. We have about 1,000 people, 1,000 of those have been requested most times on the same dates. We can do all of them.
Yeah.
And then that is basically made by $6,000. And we only have three of those. That makes $6,000.
Yeah.
We have several ones too, but that's on a whole nother thing right there. I guess we go through right here. So the white garden chairs. What do you hate about them? What do you love about them? What do you think?
The thing that I don't like about them, I don't know if they really like know the backstory, but like I'm more in charge of like operations in the back. So if the stuff is late, stuff's dirty, or the back looks crazy. So that's like my part. And Xavier, you run kind of the front, which does the sales and, the whole front side. So anyhow, or the website and everything, you do all that. But so me personally, the one thing I don't like about the garden chairs is, you know, they get scuffed up really easily because they're resin. That's what we have, resin garden chairs. So they get scuffed up pretty easy, and sometimes even gouged. But usually when that happens, it's generally self-inflicted. So that means like, you know, one of our guys didn't strap the thing in as good as he thought he did. The pad itself gets ripped, stuff like that. So it's more like maintenance side. What I don't like is like, you know, you have to cater to them. And another thing, you know, they have to be more presentable, I think, than most of the other chairs, because, you know, the main people that are going to rent those type of chairs are going to be the people that, you know, either have a fancier or nicer, gathering or a wedding. And, you know, I don't know if y'all know about weddings, but most people want everything to be perfect. So that includes the chairs, the presentation on them. So they have to be, you know, pretty close to perfect. So they have to, you know, really look very nice. And then the thing I do like about them is the dollar amount. I mean, just like, you know, Xavier said, you know, it's our top chair as far as what's generated income for us. So it makes a lot of money for us. So that's one thing that I love about it. You know, that it generates a lot of money for the amount of chairs that are going out versus, you know, the plastic chair, you won't get as much money. I think it'll take two plastic chairs to equal to one garden chair. So that's one thing that I like a lot about it.
Yeah. So pretty much same thing is that they do have to maintain them a little better. I was thinking we would do cleaning this video, but looking like on the time and chairs we have, that'd be a whole nother separate, podcast, yeah. But you have to clean them a little bit. You have to clean them a lot more. You have to do a lot more to clean them. But the thing is they make their money back, I think, a little bit faster than the other chairs, for us. Cause I know like we found places locally to get the white garden chairs for like $20, $21, something like that. Which helps us out a lot to that. And also too, once you make your money back, you're making that much more money every single time as well. The next one, as you say, is the white folding chairs. This is just the white chairs and black chairs, pretty much very similar. Only difference is the color. I know from just my experience and stuff I've seen back there, like Eddie has completely figured out how to redo all of those, make sure, remove the scratches and like make them look really nice. And they're pretty much really easy to clean for the most part on that one right there. But we'll talk about maintenance in a different video on there. What's kind of the, for the white and black chairs, when someone's starting out, do you think they should start there? White garden chairs, go to Shafari's, throne chairs, go to, because I think we have three different Shafari chairs. We have a silver, gold, and ghost.
Yeah.
And then for garden chairs, we have black, white, and wood, and wood.
Mm-hmm.
On there. And then for throne chairs, it's basically, what is it, white?
White and gold, white and silver, then we got a black and gold.
Yeah. So there. So where do you think people should start off with?
I think when they start off, I think you and me started off with the same, just like a basic white, because you're going to be able to cater to the person that, you know, wants a more budget-friendly wedding. And then that's just a general basic chair that I think most people order. So I'd start off there, then build your way up. They're super easy, like the stack, too. I mean, we have our stacks up to 50, so we just get like a four-wheel dolly, stack them on top of that. So they're easy to transport. They fit in cars really easy. So yeah, they're just, you're all around. This is a basic. I would start off with those. That was a good bang for your buck.
Yeah. So, and also too, people would be surprised how easy these are stacking cars. Like it's like crazy easy.
Yeah.
Like you can get like, how many would you say you can get in a car? Like a sedan.
A sedan with nothing but chairs?
Nothing but chairs.
Probably like 100 or maybe a little bit more. But then again, like we're like professionals at this. Like we see a vehicle and we're like Tetris mode, like, and see like, oh, it can fit there in the front seat,
yeah.
Like on the back seat. I mean, yeah, we can make that thing hold a lot of chairs. But yeah, it's just, I think a lot of people, you know, they're surprised like how easily those things can, like, they're really compact, like they can really squeeze in like, you know, small spaces. So they can get a lot of chairs. So if you're just starting off, I mean, you got a car and that's all you have. I mean, you can easily like fit in a whole bunch of chairs. And that's your chair to go to, too, because like the garden chairs, they stack up. They're more thicker and you get a lot less than what you can with those white plastic foldable chairs.
You get a lot less. Like, I think like for ours, like 50 stack is the same. You get the 50 or 50 stack, it'll literally take up the space of like three of those 50 stacks, but it might be only on $2, but it'll take up about the same amount of space of as like three of the 50 stacks of white chairs, black chairs.
Mm.
Yeah. They're like, and then people, like, as you said, people call in and they'll be like, cause they'll come call in and say, I need 20 chairs delivered. Then they'll say, okay, so we'll give them the price. It's like, oh, the delivery is a little bit higher cause it's not that many chairs. And so we'll offer them to come pick it up. And they were like, but I don't know if it can fit in my car. And if you know anything about these chairs, like 20 chairs can fit in someone's back seat and you would still be, you won't even notice they're in your back, in your back seat.
Yeah.
Or they can fit in your trunk, no problem. Or they actually fit in the front seat if you wanted to.
Yeah. 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 I get a lot, like whenever we do customer pickups, they're like, is that all of them? I'm like, yep, that's everything. And then I count them. Well, obviously I count them two of them, but. And they count too, because they just can't believe that, you know, that many chairs fit in their vehicle. I guess in their mind, they picture like a whole lot more space being used up. But yeah, they're so compact. It's really nice.
Yeah. Because when it comes down to it, you have like your plastic folding chairs, which are the cheapest, but are the most convenient to do. And they stack very easily. Then you get your garden chairs, which are about 3 to 4 times thicker. And then obviously your stools, which are going to be harder to do. They might stack, but you get less on there. And then your Shafari chairs, which are even less. And then the throne chairs, which you're not fitting in a vehicle at all.
Maybe on the roof with some straps and some blankets.
But who's going to allow them to do that? No one's going to let someone do that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Now, I mean, so what would you even do if someone came up for pickup and then and they were like, put the two throne chairs and they come up in a Prius?
I've had some stuff. I had to turn some people down. I'm like, look, there's no way. I know you, because I think it was on 60-inch round tables. They came in there like in a little car. I'm like, there's no way this is gonna fit in here. We're gonna need to pay for delivery. But you know, yeah, I wouldn't let it go out, because there's just so much, like there's so much vinyl on there, and just I don't know, just bad things happen. You know, just And then the worst part, if you let it leave that way, they're gonna be like, well, you're the one that said it was okay. So they can easily turn it back on you. So I would let anything go out.
And also, too, we've noticed, too, kind of switching on this part here, is that depending on what chairs you get, it's going to depend on what people you work with as well. Yeah. So if you are trying to, if you, so like for us, we're kind of trying to do the whole gambit, the whole down, basically anyone's throwing a party that's under like $5,000. We want to be the go-to people to go to there. We already see that there's places currently right now in our market for much higher, but a lot that market below is not served that well at all. So we've been purposely us right here bringing, you know, a little bragging about us right here. We've been purposely making decisions to fit that market the best with our delivery, with our automation systems to create the quotes automatically, which we'll talk about whole how you build systems of later on another podcast. But that's kind of what we've been focusing on. So for us, we still find out that people still want all these options. They just don't want to. They don't need like 300 of those or 400 of those. We do get some orders that people ask for those.
Yeah.
Majority of orders around like 50 to 100 people. Hmm. We've kind of seen on that thing. Hmm. So when it comes to that, you just decide that. So like, I'm going to let Eddie talk a little bit more right here because, you know, on this part here. But we're going to go through like each one of the chairs and kind of figure out which chair you should get if you're trying to do for a certain audience. So like if you're doing black and white chairs, like what are your main audiences, would you say, for that?
I think it's going to be your residential guys. So it's going to be like, you know, your backyard party, little get-togethers and stuff like that. I think that's going to be your main audience. Then sometimes also like on the black chairs, whenever prior to COVID, we were having like the corporate stuff, they'll order like the black basic chairs. They just need a, you know, vast quantity of them. But for the most part, it's going to be residential, kind of like smaller parties. It's going to, you know, be the demand for the white and black, you know, plastic foldable chair.
The black chairs are, I mean, you're right. Actually, during pre-COVID, we had so much stuff go out throughout the week. And that's the one thing good about chairs is that, like, literally, or any of these really items right here, and especially the plastic chairs, there's not a lot of, you know, turnaround time between them, clean them real quick, send them back out. So we literally before COVID would send these chairs out throughout the week, like maybe at like, you know, 4 to 6, you know, corporate stuff, but it would take by all our chairs for about all that time. We would use it. Like we did one at a place called the Dallas Market Hall. It's like 800 chairs. I think it's like a couple of days or something like that. Or was it the same day? Or I don't know. I think it was like 2 days.
I think it was 2 days. Yeah. Then we went back, picked them up, brought it back to the shop, cleaned them real quick, and then they went right back out like the next day.
Yeah. And that's the best thing about corporate events. And as you get into 2021 and you get more corporate events, the plastic chair is going to be something that a lot of the corporate people like to use for the most part. Now, when you get into like the garden chairs, who would you say those are for?
They're going to be more of the people that are spending more as far as, you know, we still get a lot of them, especially now. Because, you know, they're having smaller events and they just want something nicer. Another thing that, I mean, you can push the upsells, like, yeah, it comes with a cushion. People like cushion. But basically, it's going to be like the weddings, or that's like that's the standard. That chair right there is going to be the standard wedding chair. So everybody that's having a wedding, my cousin is having a wedding in March, and I think that her venue has like white plastic chairs, and she's trying to see if she can get the garden ones, because, you know, I point out to her, I was like, oh, black plastic chairs for your wedding. She's like, oh my God, you're right. So like, you know, people that do weddings, that's going to be like their standards, is just that chair right there. That, and like I said, like nicer, you know, backyard events, or people that, you know, generally spend more, like that buy like maybe like a expensive table, like the farm table, stuff like that. It's just, they want something nicer to stand out. Yeah. So we basically was going to go for.
Yeah. And also too, like, yeah, cause we have three versions. We've been, so we have the white garden chair, which is our number one selling chair based off of a growth value. And then, we've also have like our Fruitwood chairs, which surprisingly go out a lot. Mm. I didn't think they were going to go out as much as they do. I don't know how much on here they even go out on, but they go out a lot more. Mm. Do you see them on the list?
Fruitwood.
I think I went too far. Go to the second one. I'm on the third one. But yeah, so
I have five fingers. There you go.
Yeah. So fruit
is 12th on the list.
Yeah, it's 12th on our list right there. And like we've only had like 70 of those, and those already made like basically like $4,000 from the short amount of time that we had. We haven't had them all year either.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of times that people wanted like 300 of them or something like that. We couldn't, give them what they wanted, but there's demand out there, definitely. Yeah.
Especially too, because these Fruitwood chairs would usually go out with the farm table, mm-hmm. and we personally actually make our own farm table, like Eddie does. And so, literally, the farm table is 110. You have basically 10 chairs around that. And we used to do our chairs for like 305. So you're looking at basically like, 30. $31 on top of the $100, $110. So that's $140-something for every table they do. And then we have orders coming up in the future, which is like 10 of those.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 10 sets going forward. And then like you just make a lot more money on the fruit wood, the garden chairs. Surprisingly, we put black chairs on there. And we've actually, like, we didn't know this would be a thing, but we actually have quite a bit of interest in people who've already, people we've already looking at closing in the future.
Yeah.
We don't actually have the chair currently right now, but we do a thing where we put the products up there, see the demand, and then we'll go and purchase them once we get enough demand or get someone that out in the future that we want to go ahead and buy it with. And we take the money that we get from the chair to use it to offset some of the costs.
Yeah.
And then we make money all the way up to that bigger event from there. So the next thing would be like, I'm going to categorize like stools, Shivari chairs and into one. And then eventually we're going to get like Shivari stools as well, like the bar ones, mm-hmm. as well. I think like we kind of sell those Shivaris between 6 Shivari bars and Shivaris and like regular stools. And then the Shivari chairs between 6 and 750. And then I think like the bar Shivari ones are going to, when we do get some eventually, will be probably around like 11 to 13. That's kind of where I've been seeing everybody else around.
Yeah. You want to talk about like percentages, like on each chair? Like,
yeah. Oh yeah. You can talk. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like for the most part, like the plastic chairs, what I'm trying to say to go with, it's like generally you get like 10%.
Wait, let's hold off on that part. Let's do that at the end. Let's say that for the end, but let's bring them back through kind of, who those chairs are for, and what chairs they buy.
Uh-huh.
So on the Shivari chairs, like, who would you say that's for?
The Shivaris, it's gonna be weddings, the higher end stuff. I've seen a couple people, generally people that have nicer events that pay bigger ticket, bills. They're gonna have those Shivaris in them. Weddings, we've seen plenty of those. Just generally, like, the big high dollar weddings, like the ones that are like the budget's like $10,000, stuff like that, you're gonna see those Shivaris in there. So yeah, it's generally the bigger events that do that for weddings and just nicer stuff is what I've been seeing.
Yeah. And then it's just the last one. Chairs.
Oh, they go out everywhere. baby showers. We just got one this morning, right? Yeah,
two of them.
Two baby showers. Weddings. I mean, you had some at your wedding. They go out everywhere. I mean, even Christmas. Santa Claus has to sit somewhere nice. Just anything that they're trying to make a vocal point on that special person. You're gonna see. I mean, we've had kid throne chair requests. So I mean, hey, just a vast, variety of marketing on those throne chairs. It's just they're always getting requested. I think we started off with like two originally, one silver, one gold, and then now it's like, we got a lot now. It's just they take a lot of room, but that's the only disadvantage I'd say. And the repair stuff. But
yeah,
I got my tricks for it, and we'll probably go later on into that another segment.
Yeah. So yeah, the throne chairs are interesting. Now let's take a break right now and let's go straight into our sponsor. So, guys, we got some interesting numbers for you on this one right here. This right here, a little percentage, a little money round. So you guys to think about which chairs you want to get based off of these numbers. These are our numbers. In a later podcast, we're going to go over more in depth on how Eddie sources and finds some of these places locally for us. This is going to make the difference between your number is how you work with your vendors and different things on that side. But for the most part, you can get your numbers around here because we have to. So let's start us off, Eddie.
Okay, so we'll start off with just the basic stuff. Like, so the white plastic chair, I think our percentage every time they go out, we're getting 13.7% back.
Return on investment.
Yeah. And then let's see. Same thing with the black plastic. It's going to be a little bit lower. 12.5% we're getting back on that.
Yeah. Well, what do you think is the reason between that one?
Why do we do cheaper?
Yeah.
Or the black, because it's the black, so it's the black is easier to maintenance versus the white. The white, like literally, if the stain's on there, you're gonna see that thing. If on the black, it's hard to tell if anything, like somebody's been sitting there. It's
ever.
It's black ever, yeah.
Yeah, except the stuff's white.
Yeah, I mean, it'll go in another segment. It's just like cleaning, you know. We clean all our stuff every time it comes back. But sometimes when you get so busy, it's like really hard like to get around to every single thing. And the black ones, you know, can sometimes, you know, go underneath the radar. But I think that's the reason why we went a little bit cheaper, because it's easier as far as maintenance and looks and everything like that versus the whites. Like, you can sell every little thing. And we spend a lot more time cleaning them in detail, trying to get every single thing out of the white chairs.
Yeah. So... it is interesting. Yeah, so I mean, the black chairs, it's hard to see anything on those.
Yeah,
like, ever.
Shoot, if you want, you can go like a whole month without cleaning them. No one will know. But
that's a whole nother thing. I love those black chairs. I'm not gonna lie. You actually convinced me that when we do our next buying round, which we will talk about, we should get some more black chairs.
Yeah,
we should get some more black chairs. Okay, let's go.
Let's see. Okay, so white garden chairs. We're at 14% for those
money makers.
Good, good. Black garden chairs, looks like 15%.
Yeah.
Same thing with the fruitwood chairs as well.
Yeah.
So,
kind of go back on that one.
Yeah.
The reason why our pricing on our black is kind of opposite on the black plastic is the black garden chairs are more of a specialty items. Not a lot of the people around us have these items, so the prices are different for those. And we've seen that people are willing to pay that and actually do that for the black garden chairs. The white garden chairs are kind of more of a common thing because most people, when people start their business, they'll get white plastic chairs, then they go straight into white garden chairs.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people don't have black garden chairs. Like, and when their garden chairs are so much more expensive than ours, which is kind of like the bigger guys like Marquis and all of them right now. But some of our main competitors don't even sell black garden chairs. Yeah. I won't stop here. Go ahead.
Oh, you're good. So our children's garden chairs, it's 14%.
Yeah. Children, remember that's a big market right there. If you can, we don't even have a lot of children items on that part. If you can, really get you some children chairs and children tables. You get into a whole nother market that not a lot of people serve, and we really need to increase what we have there.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know, we have some box, we have some bounce houses and stuff like that, that we have in there, but we got to increase that. But
Let's see. You want to jump straight into shivaris?
Let's get into the children's shivaris.
Children's, okay. So our children's shivaris, we get 43% every time they go out.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of crazy on that list right there.
Hey, they go out.
They do go out. they go out pretty well, way more than I thought they would.
Let's see. Shivari, the gold and silver, we get about 20%. Roughly around 20%. Let's see, our ghost shivaris, we get 15%.
Yeah, and the reason for that one, even though we charge more for our ghost ones, is that Eddie made a really good decision early on, so we can keep our stuff longer. They have two versions of the acrylic ghost ones. They have the ones with the
that screws in them, basically.
Yeah,
that they're basically pieced together with screws, and the other ghost is going to be like a solid, you know, one mold. So one thing that I've started to learn with the anything that has screws on it, when you start doing your maintenance, you're gonna have to start tightening those screws back in there. Like a solid piece mold, you don't have to worry about it, and it's really strong too. Surprised the guy was jumping on top of it to show us how strong it is. So they're basically not gonna break. You know, I think even you can use them in a bar fight and they should still be okay, maybe a little dinged up.
But. Yeah, actually, I don't think, you know, they'll bounce off the person's head.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and those chairs still look pretty brand new. Literally just on Windex, things look clean, literally amazing. Yeah, you don't need much on those. And those are going to be, what I would say, want to be, in my sense, going to be one of our very long, long time investments.
Yeah, for sure. I think they'll outlast the other Shavars. Let's see. Our stools, we get about 23% on those every time they go out.
Yeah. And you recently found an even better place.
Oh, yeah.
To get stools from.
Yeah, so yeah, I found a. So it'll go back into like sourcing your manufacturers, but yeah, I found a really cheap place that makes them way better quality than what I got. The ones that we got, I mean, you put them together with screws, and the screws back out if you don't put Loctite. But now, you know, since I'm a fixer all kind of guy, I'm gotten into stick welding, so I'm welding all our stuff together, so it's not gonna back out. So
The chair is way more sturdy. Not even close.
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah, it's not even close.
And I think the stools that we have right now are kind of short. The ones that I saw that from that manufacturer, they're actually the ones that would go for your cocktail table. So
yeah,
what is the height we have right now? Like 20?
24. I think the other ones are like 30 or 29 or 30 or 20.
Something like that. Yeah,
I mean, I think it's maybe 29. So like those still go out pretty much quite a bit. We do have the actual number on there. I think at first we didn't have the height on there, which then some people was like, oh, these don't fit. Now people know the height. Some people still take them. I mean, you still can use them with them. They just...
Yeah, a taller person would be great.
Yeah.
Like someone that's like, you know, like 5'10", 5'10" and up, perfect. You know, shorter people might not like it.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah. You got the cocktail table at your head. But yeah, so I mean, you'll see it right on that part there. But the next one, when we bring the new ones in, we're not going to remove these ones we have on there, especially since the changes you made to them have made them totally different than what we thought we were going to be. Yeah. We didn't know they're going to last the whole year. Yeah. And now since you went through and welded them together, they're way better. But we'll get into that part. It's a whole nother side of that. When we add the new ones on there, we're just going to basically increase the price of them because they're bigger. But we still have even more better margins, even better than that 23%.
Yeah, probably like 25, maybe 30. But yeah, our last chair is going to be our throne chair, and they bring in about 25% every time they go out. Yeah.
Those have done very well for us.
Yeah,
yeah. The thing with the throne chairs, and this goes back to, I know we keep saying we're going to talk about it later on, but sourcing your vendors, Eddie spent a lot of time. You know, over especially when during a slower time, finding vendors for good prices and then negotiating rates on stuff on items. So like literally, like the throne chairs, usually if you look around, they're about $750. We've been able to find about $450 from the contracts that we've actually put together and done. And that's what I'm saying. That's really like knowing your vendors and then finding vendors locally is a really important thing. I know most people kind of overlook it, but if you think about making money and making your money back faster, the cheaper you can buy good quality items, is the faster you can make that money back and then make more money. So get back to being profitable as fast. Like next year, we're going to do a pretty big explosion into buying a lot of stuff. We're going to keep you guys updated on everything, but it's going to be pretty good. So let's get into like fire round real quick. So Eddie, you're starting out.
Mm-hmm.
You have $3,000. You're going to spend half of that on tables. What would you spend the $1,500 left for there?
For chairs?
Yeah.
100%. I'm going straight for the white folding chairs. Because you're gonna, like I said, you're gonna be able to cater for the budget weddings, and you're gonna be the common, just general party. They're gonna be ordering those bad boys, and that's gonna bring you. You're probably gonna be able to get 150 chairs with that amount. $1,500. So yeah, that's the first. That's what I would buy straight off the bat, just so you can get your feet wet, and get you some chairs so those people can sit down.
Yeah. I'm gonna go completely opposite. Mm-hmm. I'm getting me some throne chairs.
Throne chairs.
Yeah. If we have the same sources we have, I'm going up there. I'm getting me three. If three. Actually, I'm gonna spend all my money on throne chairs. All my $3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just for this case, if we do tables, I'm gonna need some throne chairs.
But if you do that, you're going to limit yourself how many events you can do.
Yeah, well, You know what I mean? I only have 3 throne chairs, so I need to do 3 a week anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and it'd be a lot easier. You put them on there, especially if you have a big enough vehicle.
Yeah, when you think of that aspect, I guess you're right. So you'll get more every drop off. It's going to be like a baseline versus if I do it my certain way, it'd be a lot less. But yeah, I see your advantage.
Yeah, but if you got that 2 chairs to pair with tables, me personally, I would go with. I really think that it's interesting to. Just to be kind of counterintuitive, I want to see the safari chairs. Safari chairs. And we'll finish this other part when we go to the table segment next week, and we'll combine them together. And then we'll see maybe how much money we get. Maybe, you know, we run some tests one day.
Yeah.
Put up some fake sites and go.
Hey, we could do that.
Yeah, we did some stuff. I mean, I'm going to lie. Like, just getting the chairs and stuff, if you're even listening to this podcast right now, if you haven't already started or if you're planning on starting, you know, we'd love for you guys just to reach out to us and, you know, just talk to us about stuff. I'm going to link some links in the description to a couple of our emails and our social sites so you can talk to us. We found this one podcast from one of our, you know, one of the associates that we talked to who's out of New York. I'm going to link down to his group. It's really good if you're just starting out or if you've been in the industry for a couple of hours trying to take the next step. It'll really help you, you know, answer your questions, share ideas. And that's one thing that we're kind of doing with this podcast is really trying to share the knowledge that we know and to help you grow more. And also, too, to learn from you guys. But other than that, guys, have a wonderful day. This is Xavier Kelly.
And this is Eddie Salcedo.
Yeah. This is the Rental Boys Podcast, and we'll see you guys in the next one.